Hallelujah for a word in season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to your daily devotional and inspirational podcast channel. This is Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. To all our subscribers and listeners around the world, it's good morning to you from my time zone. God bless you in Jesus' name. The plot to destroy Jesus was perfectly crafted. The gates of hell seem to have prevailed. Remember the next day after crucifixion. In the book of Matthew 27 verses 62 through 66, Bible says, "The chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, 'Sir, we remember while he was still alive, how the deceiver said, "After 3 days, I will rise." Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, "He has risen from the dead." So the last deception will be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, "You have a guard? Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. Child of God, even in death, his killers were afraid. They did all they could to stop his resurrection, but they never knew that all things were working out together for good. Hear me, the price for salvation, redemption, was complete, and now time will tell and reveal the truth. Probably you have faced hurdles, challenges, situations that looked impossible to come out of. Probably the wickedness crafted against you, physically or spiritually, is such to keep you permanently incapacitated. Like Jesus, probably your freedom is dangerous to your detractors. Like Jesus, probably your existence and success implies their failure. Probably there's a prophecy about your life for greatness. Like Joseph, who was kept in a pit. As though that wasn't enough, they sold him to slavery and then prison. Hear this, evil imaginations, evil executed against you, is only going to be fuel and stepping stone for your upliftment in the name of Jesus. In the eyes of men, the gates of hell seem to have prevailed against Jesus Christ. The grave was sealed, soldiers kept guard on duty to deal with any attempt to steal the corpse. Those who should know better about God supervised the sealing of the tomb with a large stone. Have you been betrayed, child of God? Have you been set up in the past? Have you gone through heartbreaking situations like Joseph or like Jesus Christ? Have you lost hope? Have you dropped to the rock bottom and rising seemed impossible? Fear not, God is on the throne. Whatever is of God will always stand the test of time. God is neither too early nor too late. The God we serve is full of mysterious surprises. The assumed silence of God doesn't imply it's over. I repeat, the assumed silence of God doesn't imply it's over. Remember, Jesus was cast down, but in the spirit he was lifted up. The destiny of Jesus was to atone for our sins and bring salvation to mankind. If only the chief priests, the Pharisees, knew that their crucifying him would push him to fulfill destiny and purpose, they wouldn't have made that mistake of crucifying him. Your change is here, child of God. Your restoration is here. Weeping may have endured for a night, but hear me, joy is coming in the morning. I declare, your good news is about to be announced right in the presence of your enemies, in the name of Jesus. Your third day is about to dawn. Weeping may have endured for a while, joy is coming. If the grave couldn't keep Jesus down, your case will also witness a restoration for good things in Christ Jesus. As you step out today, I pray good tidings, blessings that add no sorrow, are yours in Jesus' name. You are unsinkable, you are unshakable, you are unmovable. You will not see embarrassment. You will not fail. You will testify. Your steps will be divinely ordered. I pray the works of your hands are blessed with ease in Jesus' name. Everything you need to make impact, the Lord God will deposit it into you, and you will make it surely today in Jesus' name. God continually bless you, keep you, and establish you. Evil will not have dominion over you or your family. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Today and always, I declare the heavens over you remain open in the name of Jesus. Amen. Child of God, join me on Monday, that is Easter Monday, on Facebook Live for the Easter edition of our prayer meeting. Page remains Hallelujah Every Day. Child of God, make sure you connect. Whatsoever you have as a prayer request, put it in writing or connect by faith and see God move in the miraculous way on your behalf. We can't round up this podcast without saying I'm praying a happy birthday and wedding anniversary to all celebrants born or married on this date. It's your season of unprecedented blessings and joy. Congratulations on this special occasion. God bless you abundantly and enrich you all round about in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for listening and please keep sharing the podcast. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We value your feedback. Have a wonderful day. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.